no predicament. Of course, Dad would take that chatting club home and that, sit down and figure out when it's more likely to rain by the changes in the moon. He thought the moon had a lot to do with the rain, but I don't think so. We do have rainy spells. It's supposed to start raining along the middle of May and to the middle of June. And then in the fall, I noticed our profession, about the time school started every year, started raining. And of course, our hurricane season runs September, starts by part of October, September, November, stops in November. So you're supposed to get rain in that particular part of the sea. Those hurricanes, we've been missing them here lately. We haven't had any in quite a while. Last one, gradually we had, they call it Donna. It was terrible stormy. We blew down two big oak trees right in our yard. We blew the roof off of some of the people's houses. I had one back there a while back. We blew the top off of my building. I just bought the building. I moved the tree and found a part of it over there. And had a wonderful location. It was a big farmer filling station. Drive in there and have to wait on them and not get wet. And they reach up and business was back in the back, and I cleaned all that out, put my equipment back there, and the office over there. Not a nice place for it. Had to paint it all over, one end to the other, outside and inside. Never had been painted inside. I had to put two coats on and spray it on. That storm came along and took that roof right off through a tear across the street. I had to be insured of this storm, but I was out of business for about a week or 10 days. Moved back to the old place. Had business that while we had to go in there and re-clean all the clothes we had. Do them all over, refinish them, pile them all up till we got that place fixed for it, put them back in.
Can you predict those hurricanes
about
clouds or anything?
Well, they can predict hurricanes and tell you when it's coming. A lot of times they can't give you the direct course of it. And they give you a general description of it. And of course now, when you build a prediction, you board up the front of the field. I lived down at the store when I heard one coming. You go out and get contractors come down for the plywood over the front of your window for the blow. Put the garbage cans and everything else down the street and break your window. But you couldn't do anything about the roof.
Clouds get pretty dark in the hurricane.
I saw one time when I first came over here in 1927. It blew the roof off of practically every building in town. Except a brand new building that had just been built, was the only one that didn't hurt. I went down there and some of my customers running store, well, that store I bought had the whole roof off of it, water all over it, and all over the fine material. General store down there that sold ladies and men stuff, it stripped the top off of it. Water knee deep, I mean, that deep all in there. Clothes all on. Man went down there and heard it coming and stacked them all on tables and put a waterclothover them. They didn't have enough clothes, and they were all wet. It was a sick-looking place. It drowned down that Okeechobee. It drowned, I don't know how many, 3,000 people. Yeah. Okeechobee. Then there was a shallow lake, and the houses were built right along the edge of it. I had a friend down there that I used to stay with when I go down and play ball. And his house was 100 yards from the lake. Beautiful view of Okeechobee's biggest freshwater lake in Florida, and even bigger than some of the big lakes up there in Michigan, I think. But anyway, it's the biggest one in Florida. And that hurricane came up in it. He had a two-story house. His dad planned sleeping porch up there because it didn't have air conditioning. He opened all those windows out across that lake and go in there both ways, chasing